Of Hamas is not. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams with more.
Egyptian officials released the plan late at night here in Cairo. Under the plan, a ceasefire would go into effect within 12 hours of both sides accepting the agreement. Gaza's border crossings would then be opened after a few days. Egypt helped broker the last ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in 2012, although those efforts were headed by now-deposed President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood had close ties with Hamas. Egypt's new military-backed government has banned the Muslim Brotherhood and doesn't enjoy the same leverage with Hamas. In Cairo, Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
Wisconsin had set aside about $4 million to preserve historic buildings, and a lot of developers who wanted to do renovation work on those historic buildings have snapped up the money. That led to a moratorium on more projects, but now that moratorium is being lifted, Stevens Point Community Development Director Michael Ostrowski says that's good. There are a lot of projects in Stevens Point and in Wausau that looked for those tax credits.
Well, I think it's great news that they're willing to extend the tax credits even further, upping that percentage up to help business owners and developers rehabilitate these historic structures.
State officials say there'll be a more detailed application process and a more rigorous review. Wisconsin's Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that he would like to see the entire 10th Circuit Court of Appeals hear the Wisconsin challenge to the same-sex marriage ban. Our case has been combined with Indiana, which also has a constitutional amendment, and oral arguments are set for August 13th. Usually it's a three-judge panel from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals who hears those cases. Looks like we are more ready to accept toll roads in Wisconsin. A survey result when WSAU News continues.
Fair and balanced. Your Fox News station. WSAU and WSAU.com.
I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
8:03 at WSAU, feedback after our news, and the Jerry Bader Show is coming up at 9. A new survey says Wisconsinites are more willing to accept toll roads to pay for highway work.
UW-Milwaukee released the survey saying more state residents believe toll roads will be more acceptable to pay for road work. The UWM Center for Urban Initiatives and Research pollsters were surprised by the shift in public opinion, showing 1 in 3 Wisconsinites now believe toll roads would be the best way to raise additional highway funding. That's still not a majority, but it is a major jump in the number of supporters for toll roads. Over 20% of people surveyed say the state's best option is increased taxes and user fees to help funding. Just 8% say the state should borrow money to pay for DOT projects. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Last weekend in Clark County, there was a fatal car crash involving two young drivers. The name of the victim's now been released, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Clark County deputies say 16-year-old Marvin High was westbound on Meridian Avenue when a southbound vehicle driven by 21-year-old Elizabeth Brew failed to yield at a stop sign. The collision caused both vehicles to enter ditches and strike separate utility poles. High was pronounced dead at the scene. Brew was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield for treatment. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
High was only 16 years old. He was driving home from a job at a nearby farm when the crash occurred. Wausau police hope they'll have more information today about a hit-and-run accident near Franklin Elementary School from yesterday morning. Apparently, the woman who was hit on DeKalb Street knew the driver of the car. This started as some kind of domestic argument. Lieutenant Nathan Peraski says the car was a Ford Crown Victoria, white, cream-colored. It had no license plate.
We are looking for that cream-colored Ford Crown Victoria without license plates. If somebody would happen to see that driving around in their neighborhood, you know, you could definitely call the non-emergency number for the Wausau Police Department and make a report of where you did observe that vehicle.
That number is 715-261-7800, and we have it posted on our website at WSAU.com. WSAU News Time is 8:05.
Now, the Morning Road Watch from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We do have a little bit of traffic starting to back up on Grand Avenue Business 51 through the construction zone in Wausau. You are slow northbound as you approach the Pine Ridge Cemetery, and this work is going to shift further down beyond Town Line Road before the week is out. We have no problems getting you to Stevens Point on I-39 Highway 51. Highway 29 is a good ride, too. We do have that one lane out as you approach Marathon City for bridge work, which will be with us through the end of the week. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For this Tuesday, very fall-like once again. Mostly cloudy skies, a few light showers, a high of only 66. Tonight becoming partly cloudy with a low of 45. On Wednesday, partly cloudy and just a little better, a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 77. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is in Minneapolis tonight, and the Brewers have three National League starters. Catcher Jonathan Lucroy is there because of Yadier Molina's injury. Brewers have the starting third baseman, Aramis Ramirez, and Carlos Gomez, one of the top outfield vote-getters, will be starting in left field tonight. Here's the WSAU Charter Business real-time market ticker. Futures have now turned higher. The Dow was up 111 yesterday. Asian markets up overnight. Crude oil's just above $100 a barrel. Cloudy and 50. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
Across Central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Well, good morning and welcome to today's edition of Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. Whatever's on your mind, feel free to give us a call this morning. We can kick it around. I mentioned earlier the story I was reading this morning about Elizabeth Warren making the rounds in various states around the country, stumping for Senate and House candidates in various races, and the popularity that she is seeing on the stump from liberal activists and voters coming out to see her and helping her rally support for some of these candidates in different races, and the idea that Elizabeth Warren is being asked by many to become a presidential candidate, even though she has said that she is not interested in running for president. She has repeatedly said she will not seek the White House in 2016, focusing her pitch instead on issues such as student loans and Social Security, blasting the banks and big businesses for tilting federal laws in their favor once again. And the question is, will there be enough pressure on her to run from the left wing of the Democratic Party to become a problem for the so-called front runner, if you will, in Hillary Clinton? And wouldn't that be an interesting primary situation? And I guess my question for you Republican voters out there is, who would you prefer to see as a Democratic nominee for president in 2016? Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, somebody else? Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, yesterday there was a woman called in, got a little graphic with some of her descriptions of Obama.
Yeah.
But I, as a Christian conservative and a regular listener, I was neither shocked nor, appalled at her description of the president, and I think that it reveals really the contempt that a lot of people are feeling for this guy that calls himself the president.
Calls himself the president. He was elected president. He was elected president. He won an election, Bill.
He's not my president.
Well, and I guess I got two things for you. And for all the other people who continually bash Obama and the Obama derangement syndrome that is running rampant in this country, A, impeach him then and see what you can do with that, or B, find somebody to run in the next election so you can win an election.
Absolutely. Tom, I agree with you completely, and that was going to be my second point, was impeachment.
Impeachment now, or be quiet about it?
Listen, Tom. We understand that the Republicans are just scared to death to do that because they're so afraid of the media. But the question should be, is should he be impeached? Does, are his offenses, do they rise to the level impeachable offenses, and I would say absolutely, and I would be for impeachment regardless of the consequences and regardless of what the news media does and all of those Obama psychopaths. So,
are you going to make this clear to your elected representative then, and get Sean Duffy on the phone and tell him
Sean
to push
Duffy
for?
Sean Duffy knows exactly how I feel, and in fact, I spoke to him this weekend.
Uh huh.
Yes.
And what is his view on pursuing impeachment of the president at this point in time?
Well, he does not want to do it. He, you know, I can't speak for Sean, but we've had this discussion a number of times, and. He is reluctant to take the lead on it. There's no question about that. But he certainly feels that, as far as I know, that these are, you know, that he has gone way beyond the constitutional provisions for that office.
Well, we shall see, of course, with the lawsuits that are out there, especially now John Boehner's lawsuit saying the president has overstepped his executive authority. It'll be interesting to see how the courts deal with that. You know, when you have a president who basically is being stymied at every turn by a do-nothing Congress, and you have a president who says, I'm not going to sit around for 2 or 3 years of my term and accomplish nothing. I'm going to use my executive power.
I don't know how to say it's a do-nothing Congress because the Congress has passed numerous bills, and they have been killed in the Senate. So don't, I mean, if you're blaming the...
Well, sure, Bill. I mean, the House Republicans can pass all kinds of bills that have no chance of passage in the Senate, just like Senate Democrats... Just like Senate Democrats can pass all kinds of bills that aren't going to pass in the House. Nothing is getting accomplished. Congress is getting nothing done.
And thank God for that, I guess. Yeah, because if it would please Obama, it would just be bad for the country.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I want to take another call here. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Talking to Rick.
How you doing, Rick? What's on your mind?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, you know, yesterday you talked about some medical tests that I don't know if it's the FDA or whoever is saying that they should no longer use.
Well, yeah, there have been some changes in the views of what cancer screening should be done and how those should be handled. Yeah,
and you know, one of the things I'm going to say right now, and it's a kind of a public service announcement: the prostate, the PSA screening.
Yeah,
they tell you that it should start at 50, should mm-hmm. be every year. Everybody says, you know, prostate cancer is a slow-growing cancer. I'm a prostate cancer survivor. Found out I had prostate cancer when I was 57 years old, passed 2 digital rectals. Everything seemed to be fine except for this glaring PSA number. As it turned out, I was one of the 1/3 of the people who has a very fast-growing prostate cancer. Within a year, I'd already gone stage 3, from 0 to stage 3. Without that PSA screening, they would not have caught it. And by the time they would have caught it, it would have escaped the prostate, been into the bone, and I would have joined the likes of Bill Bixby and Dan Fogelberg and those who have died of the prostate cancer that is fast-growing. And
what did your doctor suggest to do when you got that high PSA number? What's the next process?
Well, the first thing to do was then go see a specialist because my number was very high, and I was asymptomatic. I had none of the symptoms. The digital rectal came back fine. So we did a second digital rectal. They did a second PSA test. When the second PSA test came back extremely high, they knew there was something going on. They suggested a biopsy, which is why the insurance companies have lobbied the FDA to get rid of the requirement, because the biopsy is pretty expensive. It comes back about 25% of the time as no cancer. So they're wasting 25% of their money.
Yeah.
On these biopsies. But for the 75% who have the cancer, it's really the only way to verify that you have it.
What made you get the PSA test if you were asymptomatic?
I went in for a routine physical, walked in. They did all the tests, said we're going to do a PSA test. And I said, okay, fine. He, you know, did the digital rectal, said everything seems good, called me up, and he said, I think we have a misread on the PSA test because my PSA number was 20.
And a normal one should be
under 4.
Okay.
So, I mean, I was through the charts. When they did the biopsy, it came back that 80% of the prostate was cancerous. Fortunately for me, it had not escaped the capsule and gotten to the bones of the lymph system, or it would have been a different story. So I went and had the procedures that they recommended, and things have turned out just fine. But that being said, if your doctor does not allow, or your insurance coverage does not allow a PSA test, and you're over 50, the cost to have the PSA screen run is around $50.
Oh, well, and it certainly should be done then. I mean, obviously, it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, they draw blood anyway for any standard physical, and just have them run a PSA antigen test. It's the only thing that will show up on a PSA test is prostate cancer. And, you know, even if you come back at a 2 or 3 or a 4, if you're over 4, you want to start looking at options. And if you're a young man, then it's, and young being in their 50s, it really is something, if you start treatment early, can be non-life-changing whatsoever. It can be either a simple surgery or radiation or some other things. But to say we're not going to screen because we get 25 to 30% false positives and have to pay for this test, to me is just insane. When you're talking about saving somebody's life,
right? Well, I appreciate the info. That's good stuff. And hopefully, if people are listening, should next time they go in for a physical, have that done.
Yeah,
especially it would only cost $50. I mean, come on.
You know, if they're not going to pay for it, ask for it yourself. Now, if you have to have the biopsy, that's what the insurance companies don't like, because there can be a lot of false positives.
Yeah.
But a second test usually could. When I was 20 and came back at 21, they went, hey, you know what? We really have to look at this stronger.
Yeah.
So, you know, do yourself a favor, get it tested. It's painless, and, it can save your life.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Take it easy. 715-845-2155, the number to call. We're going to take a break, come back with more. The phone lines are open. If you'd like to get through and talk about anything that's on your mind this morning, give us a call. We'll be right back on WSAU.
Hi, I'm Brett Lucht, and I'm the station manager here at WSAU Radio. We have been happy charter business customers for some time now. You've probably heard me talk about how much faster their internet is compared to slow phone company DSL, their advanced business phone, or how reliable charter business services are. But today, I want to talk about charter business customer service. They understand that your internet and phone services are critical for your business and have dedicated representatives in the U.S. that proactively monitor their network 24/7, as well as technicians right here in our town. So if a problem occurs, charter business can jump on the problem fast and get it solved, usually before you even know it. If you're tired of dealing with the phone company, you have a choice that truly cares about your business. Call Charter Business today at 877-BIZBUNDLE. Visit businessbundle.com to learn more. Call Charter Business today at 877-BIZBUNDLE and get Charter Business phone with over 30 business-specific calling features to help you increase your business productivity. That's 877-BIZBUNDLE.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. To avoid spending the day on the lake, a man told his family it was infested with sharks, so he could go to Hot Deals of Summer at Golfsmith, where you'll find the lowest prices of any golf store, guaranteed. And it's on dry land. During Hot Deals of Summer, save over $110 on a Garmin S1 GPS watch. Now just $139.98. You'll know exactly how far you are from the green and save a lot too. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Don't worry, it'll change. Even during the summer.
A cool air outbreak for the middle of summer.
Mother Nature's mood swings are not so unpredictable when you are plugged into your severe weather station.
Scattered storms back in the forecast.
Hot, cold, wet, dry. Whatever comes our way.
We're in for a 50-50 weekend.
Be prepared.
Weather warnings and any other type of emergency.
Central Wisconsin's severe weather station, WSAU.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the weekend, the new White House press secretary, in other words, propagandist, John Earnest, made the outrageous claim the administration is absolutely the most transparent in history. Now, his assertion looks ridiculous compared to the letter that was sent just last week to the White House from 38 national press groups and transparency organizations criticizing the administration's, quote, politically driven suppression of news and information about federal agencies, unquote. Now, throughout the years, we've seen the lengths that the administration will go in order to control the narrative. Now, that includes tracking phones and emails of reporters. Remember that? James Rosen? By the way, even the San Francisco Chronicle described the administration as being almost Nixonian in its level of control, paranoia, and lack of credibility.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know those sun-facing windows that bake your rooms in the mornings, or those afternoon-facing windows that make you crank up the AC? Now, you can do what I did and go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com tames those heat-seeking rooms with gorgeous blinds and shades and shutters and drapes that help block the sun's rays. What's more, your Blinds.com window coverings will give each and every room that model home look. If you hurry now, you save up to 20% on their most popular products right now. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. To avoid spending the day on the lake, a man told his family it was infested with sharks, so he could go to Hot Deals of Summer at Golfsmith, where you'll find the lowest prices of any golf store, guaranteed. And it's on dry land. During Hot Deals of Summer, get a set of Nike VRS Covert 2.0 irons and get a Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver, absolutely free. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
And we're back here on Feedback this morning. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155, the number to call. If you'd like to get on the program this morning, now would be the time to call. I was reading an interesting piece in on the website Salon, written by a woman who works at a university, Wesleyan University. Her name is Sarah Rudin. She's a Quaker, and as such, she is a pacifist, and she is against all war. Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, was on campus at Wesleyan University giving a speech, and actually it was a banquet in his honor, and she was invited to the banquet and got a chance to ask Justice Scalia some questions. And one of the things she wanted to talk to him about was the Hobby Lobby decision by the Supreme Court that basically said conservative religious owners of businesses do not need to pay for what the Affordable Care Act mandates as full coverage for family planning. The public interest in affordable and accessible health care is not compelling enough to override the private belief that contraceptive methods, including but apparently not limited to the IUD and the morning after pill, are murder. Rudin writes, "Well, I'm a pacifist, and I say that warfare is murder, and I don't want to pay for it. And in recent decades, the public interest in my paying for it hardly looks compelling." She is suggesting that this decision by the Supreme Court opens up, as I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in her dissent, the Pandora's box of other people with differing religious beliefs telling the government that they don't want to pay for things that their religion forbids. And the suggestion is, from Ms. Rudin, is that as a Quaker and as a pacifist, she should not have to pay tax money that will be used for warfare. What do you think? Does she have a case? Will other people of different religious bents have a case to say that their religion forbids tax money, their tax money being used for particular things? Will our tax system become an a la carte system? And that certainly would be unworkable and would be an absolute complete disaster, even more of a disaster than our tax system is now. 715-845-2155. She is suggesting in her article that the decision rendered by the conservative members of the Supreme Court will have a lot of unintended consequences, and a lot more cases will be brought that they'll have to deal with down the road. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Fred.
Hey, Fred, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just saying on that thing you were just talking about, she doesn't want to pay for any taxes paid for warfare. Well, tell her she's going to have to move to a different country then, because basically, how else do you pay for your freedom? By keeping your country safe. That's the only way you can keep your country safe is if you have some type of military. So if she doesn't want to live here, that's her choice.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Now, there's a difference, isn't there, though, between paying for defense and having your tax money go for wars of choice, which we certainly have fought in the past. And the argument being that a lot of the military situations that we have chosen to be in are not of a compelling nature. There have been obviously conscientious objectors of the Quaker variety and others in the past who have, when drafted, cited their religious beliefs and have been used behind the lines, working in hospitals, working in situations where they did not have to carry a gun and kill other people as their religion forbid. 715-845-2155, the number to call back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Don.
Don, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I got an unrelated question.
Okay.
After Tom left the show and Seth came on board.
After Pat left the show. I'm still here.
Pat, I'm sorry. excuse me. Pat, yes.
No problem.
Was the structure changed? And I'm just going to say something that I think a lot of people are wondering about. And no disrespect to Seth, but it seems to me that the show has morphed into more of a commentary on his part. He's very, very long-winded and very sanctimonious. And frankly, I miss your participation. We often disagree on political matters, but I do respect your opinion and your approach. And I'm just wondering, and I'm sure others are also wondering, you know, have you become like his boy Robin or something? I mean, why are you not?
You make a good point. I have stepped away in my constant answering and arguing back and forth, because it seemed for a while there that it really wasn't accomplishing much of anything. If you were suggesting that I should do more of that, I certainly can. It is a different show. There's no question about it. And Seth views the show differently than others have in the past. And certainly the thinking is that he is going to drive the show, and that's the way that it's going to be done.
Well, I think it's had an opposite effect. At least for myself and others I've talked to, it just seems like, it's more of, him delivering the tablets from on high. And frankly, I agree with a lot of Seth's positions,
mm-hmm.
but it just, the structure of the show, I think, has been damaged. And, we can be respectful with our disagreements, but I miss your participation. You do a good job when he's gone, and I'd like to see you pass that on to management.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. And, this was not an edict from anyone to do it this way. It just seemed that I backed off a little bit on purpose. It just seemed to me that it was getting to be a situation where it wasn't very productive in our arguing back and forth or our discussing back and forth. And we could certainly do more of that in the future if that is, in fact, what the audience demands. And, of course, the audience, as viewed by the ratings, is a very important part of the situation. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
I agree with the gentleman that just called It's a breath of fresh air listening today and yesterday. After today, I won't be listening again.
Oh, now, don't be like that.
Oh,
come
no,
on.
No.
Come on.
Seth has, he's obnoxious.
Come on.
No one,
no,
listen.
We're not going to do that, okay? I appreciate the call, but thanks. We're not going to sit here and trash people who aren't here. All right? 715-845-2155. Actually, we need to take a break here. We're late for some news. We're going to do that. Come back with more feedback. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
It's your chance to speak your mind. 715-845-2155. This is WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
This fan update is brought to you by Pottawatomie. Hit the jackpot with another exciting Brewers promotion. Nothing says summer like Brewers baseball in the State Fair. Get one Terrace Reserve ticket to a select Brewers game and one general admission ticket to the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular for just $15. Visit brewers.com/statefair.
Stay tuned for other odds-on favorites. Brewers Baseball, presented by Pottawatomie.
WSAU News Time, 7:30.
To go to your local Kubota dealer and get great financing on a brand new, powerful, feature-loaded Kubota Standard L-Series tractor during our Gear Up and Go sales event. If you're thinking about a rugged tractor with a cab for year-round comfort, then a new Kubota has your name on it. With a smooth-running engine, choice of transmissions, and spaciousness beyond expectation, your Kubota dealer is the place to start. Right now, get your own Kubota L-Series tractor for zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. So for a great deal, think orange at the Kubota Gear Up and Go sales event.
Go to WausauAreaKubotaDealers.com and get something started today.
Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on selected equipment now through September 30th, 2014. Not available for rental national accounts or government customers. 0% APR, low rate financing, not available with instant rebate offers. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And a good morning, cloudy and 53 degrees. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Well, the first of the illegal immigrants, many of them children, who arrived at the U.S. border are now being sent back. There are two Texas lawmakers, Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who've teamed up with other members of Congress to offer a new security plan. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee is trying to line up votes. They may not be there. Senator Ron Johnson says he has a concern that not enough money is being spent on border security. Here's Fox News Radio's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.
He is trying to whip up support for this $4.3 billion emergency supplemental spending bill that President Obama has requested, most of it to go toward addressing the border problem. Johnson said the Democrats he met with received his message very strong, but he said our message at DHS to people who are coming here illegally, he said the message is we will send you back. Our borders are not open to illegal migration. He says that this money is appropriately targeted at the types of issues that they have in terms of border security and also dealing with some of these kids at the border and also sending them back. But there are some legislative efforts which are underway here as well.
The first group of illegals to be sent back, a group of about 20, some children and adults from Honduras, and their plane returned home from New Mexico to their capital city earlier today. We now know the name of a Clark County teenager who was killed in a Sunday wreck. He's 16-year-old Marvin High, who was driving home from his nearby job at a farm. He was crashed into by 21-year-old Elizabeth Bro, who failed to yield at a stop sign. He was pronounced dead at the scene. She has been airlifted and is recovering at St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. The crash is still under investigation. Motorists who are driving in Three Lakes may be alarmed by some small fires this week. This is a so-called bleeding out of the high-pressure natural gas lines that's necessary controlled burns in order to make repairs there. The work is on Highway 70, County Road O, just east of St. Germain. A lot of bumblebees are not as plentiful as they are in Wisconsin, and they're used to pollinate many crops, including Wisconsin's cranberry crop. And now there are some new federal grants that may try and help the bees make a comeback.
Honeybees aren't buzzing quite like they used to. Over the last 60 years, the number of managed hives in the U.S. has dropped by more than half. A new $8 million program by the USDA hopes to help turn that around, with Midwest farmers planting more bee-friendly wildflowers. More than 30% of all the food we eat in the U.S. relies on pollination from honeybees to grow. And the White House says if bees continue to die off, the security of our nation's food supply could be at risk. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News Radio.
Sports tonight, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Twins are hosting this year in Minneapolis. Three Brewers in the starting lineup. Let's get a preview of what's coming up a half hour from now on this morning's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, the full-time scandal of part-time America. Will conservatives join the prison reform movement? Will young adults flee Wisconsin because it isn't liberal enough? And not the Onion. A Wisconsin college professor reprimanded for sexism for using the phrase, girls' night out. Really. The Jerry Bader Show after 9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Cloudy, cool today, highs only in the mid-60s. Some areas will get down into the mid and upper 40s again tonight. During the day tomorrow, sunshine returns, a little bit warmer with highs reaching the middle 70s. We'll be in the upper 70s by Thursday. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
This is a cannon, but it's not just any cannon. This cannon is specially built to fire 14-foot 2x4 boards at a speed of 150 feet per second. You know what else can shoot a 14-foot 2x4 board at a speed of 150 feet per second? A tornado. But when you're taking shelter inside an ADC Safe and Storm Room, that tornado can't touch you. The Safe and Storm Room was designed and engineered according to government standards to stand up to anything a tornado could throw at it. And they were tested locally, right here in Weston, where they fired a 2x4 cannon at it again, and again, until they were absolutely sure that the Safe and Storm Room would protect you and your family. Don't settle for anything less than the best severe weather protection that money can buy. Go to safeandstormroom.com, watch the cannon test, and order your Safe and Storm Room now. Get free shipping through October 1st. Safe and Storm Rooms by ADC, because tomorrow counts.
Celebrate fun.
Celebrate family.
Celebrate Plover.
Everyone's invited to Lake Packawa Park in Plover on Saturday, July 26th for Celebrate Plover. A children's parade, craft vendors, fire department water fights, free activities for the kids, and a huge fireworks show at dusk.
Admission is free. Celebrate Plover, Saturday, July 26th at Lake Packawa Park. Brought to you by Del Monte, Hemersky Farms, Point Precision, Borzella & Sons, and WSAU. For more details, see Facebook.com/Celebrate Plover.
And we are back here on Feedback, 715-845-2155. Phone numbers called. Phone lines are wide open. Let's go back to the phone this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got a question and a comment. The whole Hobby Lobby thing was, do you know, did they have a private insurance for their employees, or did they use Obamacare for their employees?
Well, since the what they were fighting was the mandates from the Affordable Health Care Act, I can only...
Well, those apply to other private insurance, too, though. I mean, that the private insurance is...
Right. I believe it was a private health company health plan.
Okay, because in that case, the lady who's against paying taxes because our government uses it for war wouldn't really be comparable, because that's something that the government is doing, whereas the mandate with the contraceptives with Hobby Lobby and whatnot, that is dealing with them not wanting to pay for that through their private health insurance, so it's not exactly the same thing.
Well, not exactly, but the mandate is still coming from a federal piece of legislation.
True, but anyway, my comment, I noticed a lot of people call about Seth when he's gone, and I just wanted to stick up for him. I actually like the back and forth that you guys have. It's quite a bit of a dynamic to the show, I think. And I don't, not entirely sure why people, you know, call and badmouth him when he's gone, other than maybe they're intimidated by him or whatever. But I think it's kind of great.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. You know, yeah, I would appreciate that if you're, if you want to drop me an email, that's one thing. But calling and belittling someone who's not here, I wouldn't appreciate it if people did it when I was gone. And so I would appreciate that we didn't do that, all right? It really doesn't accomplish much of anything either. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here if you want to get on the program and talk about anything that we've been talking about. I threw that question out earlier and haven't heard anybody commented on it yet about the possibility of an Elizabeth Warren-Hillary Clinton Democratic primary in 2 years, although Warren still claims that she's not running for president. She is out on the stump for various candidates around the country, and that usually is a precursor for people to, you know, help raise money to get people on their side to get their support later on. Who would, as a Republican voter, who would you prefer to see as the Democratic nominee for president in 2016? And, of course, the Republican nomination is wide open at this point in time as well. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Tom, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Well, if you're feeling a little left out with belittling, I'd be happy to fire both barrels against liberal principles. That being said, you do run a much better feedback, and I can't agree strongly enough with the two callers before the break. And the reason you can't call in to his face is, how would you get a word in edgewise?
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I believe, and it's just it's my philosophy when I'm here. The show is called Feedback, and the idea is to get callers' viewpoints and callers' opinions, and I try to get as many calls on as I can. Other hosts don't agree with that philosophy of using a lot of phone calls. I know the national guys don't. I mean, you can sit on hold for those shows for hours and never get on. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Chin, a.k.a. Scabby. I'm a hobo.
The hobo guy, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
For those of you who weren't listening a few weeks ago, this guy called. He rides the rails. He's an old-fashioned hobo. At least we think you are. I mean, we have no way of proving this, but go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Man, I just wanted to say, I love your show. I'm not even in your listening area anymore. I'm down in Bloomington, Illinois. I'm streaming you.
Riding the rails in Bloomington, Illinois today? Or yeah. have you set down a few routes there?
No. I have no inclination to set any routes anywhere.
Okay.
But man, I forget what I was going to actually remark on. Everybody keeps talking about like the fact that you don't have your partner there arguing with you and how much different the show is, and that. I got caught so much on that subject that I completely forgot what I was talking about.
All right. Well, if you think about it, give us a call back. All right. Thanks for the call. 715-845-2155, the number to call. Right back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you know, I don't want to bash Seth. I don't have a problem with him, but the whole format changed after they put Jerry Bader on. I mean, it's to me, it's from 8 o'clock until 11, or actually all day. It's nothing but I and me. And I can only listen to so much of that, I mean, with Rush and Hannity. But I was going to say, with that woman who doesn't want to pay for war,
mm-hmm.
there is such a thing as a common good. I don't know what the common good is about me paying for or my company paying for someone else's abortion or, you know, $50 a month for birth control or whatever it may be. I mean, you know, I always thought it was about common good. And you know, I've enticed, or I mean, I've enlisted the federal government to protect us. You know, whether we agree, I don't always agree with it either. But hey, I just wanted to make a point too, real quick. It's kind of funny that we're talking about Patton. Who's he working with? I mean, he's actually collecting a government, public-funded salary. I guess.
He is taking a job. For those of you who haven't heard, he's taking a job with Sean Duffy as his one of his congressional liaison. Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I understand it, but I said, you know, a guy was always about the conservative way and collecting a government pay,
okay, you know, obviously keeping his hand in the political spectrum, and you know, obviously he was an admirer of Sean Duffy, and Sean Duffy reached out to him, and he apparently likes what he's doing now and dealing with constituents' problems with Congressman Duffy.
Sure.
So, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks
all
for
right,
the call. 715-845-2155. The number to call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll hear from Mr. Limbaugh on his update here, and we'll be back with more in just a moment here on WSAU.
A Sunday New York Times op-ed makes the case that the thousands upon thousands of children surging across the borders illegally are the children of the drug wars. It claims this is not an immigration crisis, it is a refugee crisis. Sonia Nazario details the violence that some children are caught up in because of drug cartels. Now, make no mistake, it is a harsh, dangerous life. Some kids' parents and friends are murdered, others as young as six intimidated into working for these ruthless cartels. Nazario says that children coming for strictly economic reasons should be deported or find another country willing to take them in. But she says it would be a disgrace if this wealthy nation turned its back on the 52,000 children who have arrived since October, many of them legitimate refugees. This is not how a great nation treats children, she said. Ms. Nazario, allowing the wholesale invasion of our borders is not how a great nation stays great. Ms. Nazario, perhaps if these South American countries turned away from socialism, they could get their own act together, stop drug cartels from dictating national policy. Ms. Nazario, sad to say, the horrors that South American kids face happen here, too. Murders, violence, intimidation by drug gangs, but they mostly happen in blue cities run by Democrats. The victims are minority kids, and there's no other great nation offering benefits for them to flee there illegally. They're kind of stuck.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it and reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally, because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Hi, this is Tom King for Charter, and today I want to tell you about the Charter Triple Play, which offers tons of HD channels, fast internet, and unlimited calling. It's TV, internet, and phone for only $29.99 each per month when you bundle with the Charter Triple Play. Call 855-75-SWITCH to find out more, or you can visit charter.com. So what do you get? Well, with Charter TV, over 100 HD channels available, that's free HD, thousands of free on-demand choices as well. Charter Internet has download speeds of up to 30 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all of your mobile devices. You can stream the things that matter the most to you faster, like videos, music, and more. And with Charter Phone, you get unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands, and you can talk more with no dropped calls and without counting minutes. It's the Charter Triple Play, so find out more about how you can get TV, internet, and phone for only $29.99 each per month when you bundle. Just call right now, 855-75-SWITCH. That's 855-75-SWITCH, or you can visit charter.com.
It's the 1 week to deal summer clearance event on now at Brickner's of Wausau.
All Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams are clearance priced. Jeep, an American icon that won wars to set you free, has some of the best deals ever. Lease a new Jeep Compass or Patriot for only $199 a month. The all-new Jeep Cherokee Sport has 0% financing to 36 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Ram 1500, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year back-to-back, and here are the reasons why. Up to 28 miles per gallon, delivering 240 horsepower and a whopping 420 foot-pounds of torque. Introducing the only light-duty diesel with the best fuel economy of any full-size truck in the industry. 0% financing to 75 months and up to $2,500 cash back on select Ram 1500s during the one-week-to-deal sales event on now at Brickner's of Wausau. Chrysler Town & Country, America's best-selling minivan, has 0% financing to 75 months and up to $3,500 cash back. No payments for 90 days. 1 week to deal is on now until July 19th at Brickner's of Wausau. 1,000 cash or trade equity, low mileage lease to well-qualified individuals.
Get ready for a week of music, food, and fun.
The Wisconsin Valley Fair returns to Wausau's Marathon Park July 29th through August 3rd.
This year's fair lineup kicks off with two nights of country music's newest stars featuring Wisconsin's very own Josh Thompson on Tuesday and Thomas Rhett on Wednesday.
Wisconsin Valley Fair rocks on Thursday with Skillet and Friday with Theory of a Dead Man.
Joe Nichols brings the country back on Saturday.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Plus, the Action Auto Promotion Demo Derby crashes and smashes into the grandstand on August 3rd.
The 146th Wisconsin Valley Fair is brought to you by
K-Tech, K&S Fuel Injection, Crossroads County Market, Wickersham Jewelry, Amherst Marine and Mercury-powered Hurricane Deck Boats, American Wood Fibers, King's Campers, Covantage Credit Union, Country Fresh Meats, Jim Nick American Family Insurance, and WSAU. See the complete Wisconsin Valley Fair schedule at WSAU.com.
You've seen the paintings, the Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's, the wise police officer talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going,
Norman
son?
Rockwell inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
And we're back here on Feedback, 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to kick around this morning. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Randy.
Hey, Randy, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I guess I'm concerned that I'm not hearing more about that raid that happened down in Illinois here.
The raid that happened down in Illinois.
I don't know if you heard about it. It was about, the gentleman was in his late 50s. It was child pornography. I want to make sure everyone understands it. Definitely wrong what he was doing, but I think sending in over 50 Homeland Security with helicopters and such in a town of 800 was well excessive, and I think they have other agendas on mind.
I'm looking at this right now. It happened apparently down in Livingston, Illinois.
Correct.
Federal prosecutors have brought child pornography charges against Robert Godsey. Federal agents used a schoolyard to launch a raid on Godsey's home, which was about 3 miles away. Prosecutors say he had about 600 videos and more than 1,000 images of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. I'm not sure if they felt that he was going to be violent in some way, and that's why they used the heavy-handed approach to going in with the raid.
So why would you send in Homeland Security? And so many. Over 50 officers.
That's
something the sheriff should do.
Yeah.
And if they believe there's something bad's going to happen, they have a SWAT team. But Homeland Security with helicopters? What he did is wrong.
Yeah. I'm not seeing the story that I'm reading here, the details, so I'll have to look at that. I haven't read enough about that to figure out why Homeland Security was used. But I'll take a look at that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. Jim calling.
Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Good program. It appears during this summer break time that we might have more teachers listening to the program or union members. And I've got a reading assignment, Tom, for them.
Okay.
I'd like them to read This Town, Unintimidated, and Shadow Bosses. And they will enjoy the program that you and Seth and Chris put on much more thoroughly.
I see. Okay.
Your rebuttal, please.
I have no rebuttal because, A, I don't know if the amount of teachers that listen increases in the summer to the program. Maybe it does. I don't think I've read any of those books that you talked about, but something tells me I probably wouldn't like them, huh?
No, I think it would get your blood pressure up a touch.
Well, I don't need that. I get enough of that here every morning. I get enough from you guys and from Seth and Chris every morning to raise my blood pressure high enough. I don't need any help.
Tom, consider it in a good-natured way. We're just trying to be helpful.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. Here we got maybe a couple of minutes left if you want to get through and join the program. I got to do more reading on that the raid that they did on the guy's house down in Illinois, sending in helicopters and, if our caller was correct, Homeland Security agents to go after someone for child pornography. Even if this guy was a huge child pornography purveyor, it seems that that is not who should be conducting a raid like that. FBI, maybe, if it's going across state lines and things like that. FBI, certainly. Local sheriff's departments, police departments. It appears that Livingston, Illinois is not a very big town. So I'll do some more reading on that and see if we can come up with some reason why it was such a heavy-handed approach to dealing with that scumbag child pornographer down in Illinois. All right, we are just about out of time here for today. Don't forget, no Brewer baseball again tonight. The Brewers off until Friday because of the All-Star break. The All-Star game is being played tonight at Target Field. We've got the news coming up. We also have, of course, the Jerry Bader program on the way. And then Rush at 11 o'clock as we go through the day here on WSAU.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool.